This is 7AD and time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. In fact, last one for the year. How are you going?
It is, Darren, yeah.
Yeah, so we're doing a bit of an end of season wrap up, yeah?
We are. So yeah, this will be our last Power Savers of 2022 and it's been a pretty good year all up. Cool projects, Darren. We've done a few. Yeah, we've done an off-grid brewery this year. That's using cogen technology, using thermal solar and solar PV to brew beer in the middle of nowhere.
Cool.
I don't know what's more Tasmanian than that. Finding your own isolated nirvana and deciding, despite all odds, let's make a beer factory.
Yep.
DMS Energy is a solution-based company, and people come to us to design and implement different technologies to meet their needs.
That's what you do.
That's what we do.
Let's talk electric vehicles.
Well, they're on their way, aren't they? So this year, we really started our rollout of electric vehicle chargers in conjunction with solar panels to start charging clients' EVs free from the sun.
Yeah.
Now, this is only the beginning, with nearly every single customer we talk to these days mentioning they want a solar system that's ready for when they are to either add batteries or charge their future electric vehicle. And for those that are interested, I've just put up a post on the DMS Energy Facebook page showing the factory where the F-150 Lightning trucks are being produced in the US. And they are really pumping out these trucks now.
Yeah, I mean, these are seriously big, hardcore trucks.
They are.
Electric.
Yeah, I think that that particular factory is going to be pumping out 150,000 a year, and they've got more factories being built.
Yeah.
So like them or loathe them, Darren, they're going to feature heavily in the coming years when it comes to choosing a vehicle.
Yeah. Mm.
Apprentices. It's been a good year to see our apprentices progress in their skills as they work their way up to becoming fully qualified tradespeople. Now, they are the future of our business and businesses like mine, as without the next generation coming through with new ideas, but it's a pleasure to be part of their journey. And so we always have about three apprentices at any given time.
Very good. All right, tell us about some new products.
Yeah, this year we saw the release of amazing new products, which only goes to show when the world is hungry for clean, renewable energy and is prepared to invest in it, that anything is indeed possible. We saw the new model of Qcells Q Home battery inverter system, which we use for our retrofits when people want that. This is has an industry-leading 15-year warranty and does everything as promised. And on the Solar Edge front, we saw the new Energy Bank batteries hit the streets for the first time. And the larger Energy Hub inverters arrived. They were the 8.25 and 10-kilowatt sizing, which means we can now fit up to 20-kilowatt of solar, 30-kilowatt of battery storage, and an EV charger to basically run the home and charge the car for free.
Nice.
Yeah. Next year on the Solar Edge front, we will see the next generation of car chargers, optimizers, wireless meters, which will make installations easier and more seamlessly integrate into the home. We're in the process of stitching up the final deal with a solar panel manufacturer, and we're going to add these to our Qcells range. I can't say too much yet, but they're easily the best performing solar panel in the world, and the only clue I will give you is Fjords.
Right. Okay.
So it looks like that's going to happen, but not too shabby for a little company in Sprayton, Darren, to attract the attention of one of the most respected panel manufacturers in the world.
Good for you.
Yeah. We also had a good year winning the Tasmanian Electrical Contractor of the Year.
I know, right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
And also winning the Tasmanian Renewable Energy Project of the Year for our work at the Vale at Claude Road.
Right.
This was recognition of what a team can do, and that project was a mammoth task. There was 230 kilowatt of solar using 306 solar panels all mounted in a paddock. 15 kilometres of underground cabling were installed. Also under the Dasher River.
Under the river.
Under the river. Don't worry. No river will stop us, Darren. 280 kilowatt hours of battery storage using Redflow zinc bromide batteries with Victron inverters. And this runs three houses, an airstrip, a working farm, charging electric vehicles and farm machinery, basically completely electrifying a farm. And it's now being showcased to overseas countries to show what can be done. Now, given it was one of the few things to survive the significant wind event this year up at Claude Road, it is a testament to what good engineering can achieve and endure. Now, that's all thanks to Simon Hackett. Now, yes, he's from South Australia, but I think he's done enough to be considered an honorary Tasmanian now, and I suspect there'll be other cool stuff from him in the future, so watch this space. A downside for this year, Darren, the weather. And thanks for our clients' patience this year in getting their systems out on their roofs. When it wasn't raining, it was blowing a gale, but no solar system is worth seriously injuring someone. TAFE, severely underfunded for years, failed to step up to meet the demand of industry to the point we had the majority of our apprentices' training blocks canned for 2022, and they lost a whole year of training. And now we will lose our apprentices, who are a vital part of our workforce, for 12 weeks next year. On one hand, we have ministers crowing about how good they are going, while us in industry employing and training young Tasmanians are left scratching our head And then, Darren, to rub salt into the wound, the state government announced an interest-free loan period of 3 years for up to $10,000 for energy efficiency and renewable energy products, only to exclude 90% of Tasmanian solar businesses.
Yeah, join the club or you don't get the business.
Funnelling work into mainland pockets, stopping Tasmanians from using their Tasmanian supply of choice. It's bizarre. And if this is them helping, I just wish they'd stay away. But other than that, 2022, it's all but over. But look, a huge thanks to our Demas Energy team, who go above and beyond every single day to bring our projects to fruition in sometimes very trying circumstances. Whether it's camping out in the snow to get some parks and wildlife project up and running, or hanging back late or starting early without being asked to keep things moving forward, you know, it's really appreciated. Those who have used our services might recognise a few names here, but a lot of thanks go to Gareth, and he's a linchpin in the office. He does a great job. Caden, Nick, Daniel, Dylan, Zach, Brady, Thomas, Seth, Stephen, Ian, Laura, Dave and Benny. If it's you guys that are the backbone of the business, and we have a new apprentice starting in January, so welcome aboard young Russell, and we're looking for another electrician in the new year if anyone's interested.
Righto.
Yeah. But the biggest appreciation has to go out to you guys out there who every single day support local businesses like ours and have made it possible for us to serve the community for 15 years, and we're kicking to our 16th year next year. Demas Energy will wrap up for our break on the 23rd of December, but we'll be back on deck on the 9th of January. In the meantime, if you want to get the ball rolling for your next electrical project, give us a call on 1300 502 599 or pop in and see us this week at 56 Sheffield Road. Our website, demasenergy.net.au, or hit us up on Facebook. Just look for Demas Energy.
We'll come back with the Power Savers, I reckon, mid-January. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me. See you all and talk more about more cool stuff in 2023 with Power Savers. And we'll do what we can to keep your costs down in a landscape of rapidly rising power prices.
Happy Christmas, mate.
Cheers, buddy.